What's it like going up against the number one defense in the league?
Obviously, you know, it's a big challenge, and they have a great defense and a great team, and it's definitely going to be a big challenge for us, and we got to go out there and make sure we're doing everything we can and not be sloppy and play well and be on top of everything.
Individually, is it tough to get separation from their corners because they're pretty big guys, like to tangle guys up on the line? What do you think it'll be like for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, they definitely have some good guys out there, and you know, get to be a number one defense by not having a lot of good players, and across the board they have a lot of good players, and you know, we got to make sure that we're going out there and playing the way we need to play and stay on top of everything.
Hey, Wes, what do you think about those comments from Brandon Spikes on Twitter about being homophobic and so forth? He's getting a lot of heat for that.
You know what? I haven't seen anything, so you know, I can't really comment on it.
Well, do you think it's appropriate to be talking about being homophobic, you know, on, you know, when you're a role model for kids and everything? Is that something you would say?
You know, I mean, I'm just concentrating on Seattle, so I'm not really have really any comments at all about it. So
you're a big tweeter, though. I mean, he made these comments.
Yeah, I haven't really tweeted, I mean, in the past month or so. So I haven't really looked at it at all. I've just been concentrating on the season.
Wes, is there a way to replicate the size that we talked about the Seattle defensive backs a little bit earlier? Is there a way you guys can replicate that in practice at all? Are you putting tight ends out at corner or something?
I mean, you'd almost have to. It's kind of hard to replicate, but you know, you just watch a lot of film and go out there and practice how you're going to play on Sunday and make sure you're doing the things you need to do to get open and get that separation and different things like that. But, you know, it's definitely hard to replicate, and you just got to make sure you're watching enough film and stay on top of everything and be ready to go on Sunday.
Safe to say ball security is an issue this week. Seems like they swing to the ball with the intention of getting it out.
Yeah, no, they're a great ball stripping team and really fly to the football and come there with contact and so you gotta make sure you're securing the ball and you know, getting down and moving the chains and living to see another day.
Wes, do you relish the opportunity when you go up against corners that it's like that big as those guys are, and you know, finding ways, seams to get around them and to get open and gain separation?
You know, I think it's that way every week, no matter who I go against and who we face. You know, it's always a challenge in the National Football League. So, you know, especially with these guys, it's going to be really tough. And you got to make sure you're not sloppy and you're physical and quick and fast and all those different things in order to get open.
What do you remember about 2008 and what it's like to play in that place?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a tough place to play. I remember how loud it was whenever we played there, and luckily there towards the end of the game we were able to come away with the win and everything like that. But it's a tough place to play, and it's one thing I definitely remember about when we played there in 08.
Wes, your defense is creating a lot of turnovers. In practice, are you seeing that as well from them? Or is it difficult for you guys to hold on to the ball and offense with those guys?
You know, I mean, I think something we emphasize too is making sure that we're, you know, trying to keep control of the ball, whether it's in practice, late in the play, or anytime like that. So we practice quite a bit in practice, but you know, we're a ball hawking type team, I think too, and I think our defense does a good job of forcing turnovers and doing those different type things.
Vince was saying that in the drills that you guys do, it can get pretty competitive between offense and defense. Is that good to that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do. We get very competitive, and it's a competitive atmosphere, and that's what it needs to be in order to be the type of team we want to be.
Which side wins those battles?
You know, it's back and forth. It's back and forth, so, and you like it that way. You don't want one side winning all the time, so it's good to see.
Wes, your comment about it's nice to stick it in Bill's face every now and then, I'm just wondering how that went over behind the scenes.
You know, we're moving past that. We're just focusing on Seattle right now.
Can you share a Kevin Faulk moment, a favorite memory over the years?
Oh, shoot, so many. You know, Kevin obviously such a great player for so many years here and so many clutch plays. You know, I remember a big play back in 07 in the AFC Championship game, moved the sticks on a diving catch where he kind of wheeled out of the backfield and made a big play for us. You know, I mean, countless times, so many big plays and big games, and you know, and a great individual to have around the locker room.
It's a long flight there and a long flight back. Who's fun to sit next to on a long flight, and who do you least want to sit next to on a long flight?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I like sitting next to all our guys. You know, we don't really have too many bad apples or anything like that. So, you know, I enjoy the long trips to everybody. But for the most part, I got my headphones in watching a movie or something.
They never stuck you in a middle seat between two offensive linemen?
No, they give us plenty of space on there. So, I got my own little row, so it's nice.
So what's been made about the sound and the noise there? What's the loudest you've ever been subjected to, you know, in college or pro? How disruptive was that offensively for you guys?
Oh, shoot. There's so many loud places and so many times like that. I mean, you know, it's always tough, but Seattle's definitely a place that's very loud you know, a place you got to be on top of everything and hear the snap count and make sure you're watching the ball and all those different things and don't let the crowd get into it too much.
So yesterday we heard the set list. I think it was Green Day. You had Pearl Jam, some Jimi Hendrix.
What's that?
Yesterday in practice where they were
playing. Oh, yeah.
What else did we miss?
Shoot, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, there's I don't know. I'm trying to concentrate on the play so much. I'm not even really listening to music. Yeah.
Do you have any good movies lined up for the flight?
Right now I've been watching Breaking Bad season, so I'm on season two right now of watching that. So.
How's the ankle?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Just you know, working hard. Get ready for Sunday.
You've got nicknames on the team, Wes. What are some of the cooler nicknames that people have?
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, we good? All right. Thanks, guys.